Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Carl, and welcome to Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Of course, today is the best day of the week because it's Friday and I get to touch people's hearts in a positive way. And it always gives me a great pleasure to reach out and be extra special nice on Fridays to be able to build new friendships, but also rekindle and nurture longtime friendships that I have had in my life. And my goal is to help make a million friends and introduce people to other people so that they too can make friends. So today I have the great privilege of a new to me young friend that is joining me on my podcast. And actually, Samika was referred to me by a friend of mine who is also a NIA instructor. Uma and I did our green belt training together not so long ago. And when I spoke about my podcast and I was looking for people that would have confidence speaking with me who were younger people that I could learn from, she highly suggested her niece, who is from Keller High School in Texas. She is 16 years old. She's in the 11th grade, and she has been living here in the USA, in North America, I'm going to say, because I'm in Canada and she's in the US, but she's been living here since she was 5 years old. She is raised in Texas, born in India. And this amazing young woman is a black belt in Taekwondo, and she has found recently a passion in her 7th grade for cross country. So she is now continuing that sport, and she has a real passion for art, math, and education. And currently she is tutoring at Kumon, which is an opportunity for her to help other young people with their math skills. So welcome to our podcast, Samika. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And I have to say happy Friends Friday, because this is a movement that I have started almost 10 years ago and it has evolved over time. So I'm very grateful to have you join me. And we're actually launching the new series of the Four C's for Success with our conversation around the first C for success, which is, of course, commitment. So I wanted to ask you, Samika, what is commitment for you? Like, tell me a little bit about what you think commitment is and why you think it's an important topic.
Commitment to me is being able to put in effort and time into a relationship or into something you're doing. And I believe it's very important because for every aspect of our lives, we need commitment. Our jobs, our friendships, our marriage, anything we're going to do, anything we want for a long term requires that commitment.
Beautiful. I totally agree. And I find sometimes people take the commitment that they make lightly. And I honestly believe it's not something that should be taken lightly. When you make a commitment to something, it's a serious commitment to somebody else, but also to yourself, right?
Yes.
Excellent. You have made a commitment in your lifetime already to Taekwondo, for example.
Yes, that took a lot of effort and training.
It's not easy to get to the black belt level. And so what kind of commitment did you have to make to do that?
Well, I had to take out a time of day to go to my classes. Also, I had to take a time out. If I had a test coming up, I had to take time out to practice for that test and make sure that I was ready. And it took a lot of focus. When I was in class, it took a lot of energy, a lot of strength to continue, for sure.
Beautiful. It's so true. And sometimes what happens, like you said, it took a lot of focus, took a lot of energy. Sometimes when we are involved in something and we've made a commitment, there are things that tend to get in our way. How did you overcome any challenges that might have gotten you in your way to stay on the path of commitment?
Well, the first thing was that I love what I did and what I committed to, and there were no regrets to what I committed to, so that always kept my goals straight. And if I ever had doubts or worries, I always could turn to my parents, who would show me what true commitment was and how to push through no matter what.
Excellent. So you had great advisors.
Yes, I did.
I think that's also something that's really important when you are making a commitment, is to have a cheering squad, you know, somebody that you can lean on when you have doubts about your actual abilities to follow through, right? And so having somebody there that you can lean on to talk to cheer you on and re-motivate you to keep moving forward.
Yes, yes, it's been very helpful to have people like that.
Wonderful. Now, you actually are tutoring other young people, and that too is a commitment because you're committing to helping somebody else improve their skill sets, right?
Yes, that is commitment. You know, especially when I work with the younger kids, I have to make sure that I'm fully there and helping them as best as I can.
And so how did you happen to come to do this type of tutoring? Like, is it something that you're passionate about?
It is something I'm passionate about, but we have a family friend who owns that place, and she knows I love working with children, so she offered me a job there, and of course, I immediately took it.
That's awesome. And you know, it's so much easier to do the work when it's something that you enjoy.
Yes, 100%.
And from what I understand, you are still quite young. You're only 16. So you could, you know, you could have been working at McDonald's, but you chose to do something that is in line with your interests and the things that you love.
Yes. I've always known that to work, yeah, of course, we look at the money aspect, but if you do something that you love, then you're more committed to it and more willing to do it. So
absolutely. That's great. It reminds me of when my second daughter, she was 15 years old, and her older sister had gotten a job at a fast food place. And she said, you know, Mom, I want to work in the beauty industry, and I'm not taking any kind of job. I want something in my industry so that I can start learning. And I was just so proud of her, because a friend of ours happened to have a beauty salon. And the following week after she had said that to me, she said, you know, I'm looking for somebody who might be a great receptionist, can do follow-up calls and reminder calls to our clients for when they have their appointments. And I said to her, my daughter was 15 at the time, and she would love to be able to do something like that. And right out of the gate, that's the job that she got. So she went right into the field that she ended up becoming a medical esthetician in the end, but it was her first step into that beauty industry, which, you know, like you say, if it's something that you like, then you have more commitment to follow through and do it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I always encourage people, especially young people, to really think about what they love to do. Do things that are in line with your passion so that you are enjoying the work that you do, and that you're not in a position where you have to be doing that just for the sake of a paycheck. You know, you really want to be in a field, in an area that you love, because then it's really not work.
Yeah, it's just enjoyment when you go and you can put a smile on your face and spread a smile to other people's too.
Absolutely. Love it. So I understand that you absolutely love trying different foods.
Yes, I have tried so many cuisines and so many different types of food.
That's amazing. And that too is a commitment, right? Moving out of your comfort zone and being able to try different things.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I have a younger sister who's not willing to do that as much. But for me, I'm willing to do it.
Good for you. And so is there one particular maybe type of cuisine that you've tried that you were kind of surprised at how much you enjoyed it? Like maybe you didn't think you would, and after you tried it, you were quite impressed?
I think Vietnamese, the pho. It looked not weird, but not interesting at the same time.
Kind of bland.
Yeah, kind of bland, and I'm not a very bland person. But yeah, my dad took me, and of course, we added some spices into it, but I loved it.
Wow, that's good to know. You know, doing things with friends, that's what this is all about, is trying to find ways to make friends and learn how to build relationships and maintain relationships. And one of the things that I absolutely love doing with my friends is hiking. And I understand you enjoy hiking too.
Yes, haven't been hiking recently, but whenever I go, it's a lot of fun. It's not only with nature, but your friends, and it's just a good time.
Yep. Have you ever done what they call earthing or grounding?
Sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
So basically, I started doing this a few years ago where you go outside and you walk around barefoot, preferably for 5 to 20 minutes, but you are able to generate energy from the earth and it helps to rejuvenate you and lots of great benefits from grounding or earthing. So because you like nature, I thought I would ask or suggest you might want to try something like that.
So I have not done it for 20 minutes, but usually in the house I'm barefoot, and if my sister's gone outside, I'm outside and I don't put on my sandals and I just walk out and go get her. Or if there's something in the backyard, I'll just go out barefoot. My mom keeps telling me to put on my slippers, but I'll just go out barefoot because too much effort to go get my slippers. I can't wait for it.
Tell your mom it's better for you to go without shoes.
I will tell her that.
Awesome. You know, there's all kinds of different ways that you could do grounding and you can just lie on the ground. I recently went on a holiday with my family and we were up in the mountains and I found this giant rock that I just kind of basked on. I was just lying on this rock and it's amazing the energy that you can feel from the earth. And of course, you know, your aunt Uma is a Nia instructor just like me. And that is absolutely a practice done barefoot on purpose. And so it seems that you naturally go around barefoot without even knowing the benefits of it. So hats off to you. It was a natural instinct.
It's part of our culture, the Hindu culture. You know, you're not, whenever you go to someone's house, you're always taking off your shoe. It's always been part of my culture to do that in general. So I think that's mainly where it started from.
Awesome. That's great. Well, listen, we're going to pick one of our positive attitude zone talk card questions. I know that attitude is everything, particularly when it comes to being healthy and successful. Checking your attitude is so important. And my business partner, Liz, and I created these awesome positive attitude zone talk cards, and they're fantastic to help generate meaningful conversations with friends or family or clients or new people that you meet because you get to know them better and you really get to hear from the heart what it is that's important to them and their perspectives. That's why I love these cards. And there's five different categories. There's blue, which is the self-esteem and values. Purple is relationships. Green is creative thinking. Yellow is forethought, and pink is reflective thinking. The question that was pulled for you is from the green category, which is creative thinking. And the question is, if you won $1 million, what would you do with it?
That's a big question. First, I always believe that you should be prepared for anything in life. So, of course, I'd put a few things into a savings account, you know, being prepared. Second, I would love to, you know, build new schools and stuff like that. If you've ever known Ron Clark, he has built schools that help children learn in a better environment. I would love to, you know, help with that. And then, you know, just give it to charity because if I get $1 million, that's a lot. No one needs that amount of money. No one in the world. So a lot of it would go to different charities that I believe in, you know, to help other people because, yeah, seriously, no one needs that much money.
Wonderful. And I think one of the things that you had already mentioned was that changing the education system, you'd like to have an impact on that, right?
Yes, I've. You know, gone through the schooling and seen other kids go through it. And it's just that some aspects of it aren't that great. And I feel like there needs to be something done about it.
Beautiful. Well, there you go. That's a mission that you can put on your list of things that you want to commit to. So there you go.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So now you get to pick a question for our next episode. And Natasha is actually a NIA instructor here in Ottawa, in my area. And she is going to be talking also about the value of commitment. And so you get to pick a question for her. So as I mentioned, there's five different colors: purple, green, yellow, blue, and pink. Which color would you like?
Blue.
Blue, okay. And then we have 10 questions per category, but I've already used up some of them so far this season. So there's 6 questions from the blue category. Which number would you like?
3.
1, 2, 3. Oh, what are you afraid of? So that's the question that Natasha's going to have to answer.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I could list a bunch of things.
You can list a bunch of things?
Well, not like frightened, but, you know, I have a fear of it, small fear of it, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, that's partly what my business partner and I, Liz, do. Liz M. Raymond and myself run a business coaching practice, and we help people move out of their comfort zones. And I too was afraid of a lot of different things, but using the mindfulness and the tools that we have to help people move through change in a positive way, you can actually learn how to overcome some of the fears because it's all based on your belief system. So you have a fear of something because of an experience. Or it could be something that you are subconsciously fearful of. And then it's just a matter of recognizing that, reflecting on it, and then creating a new belief system around that. And so I've done that on several occasions to help myself improve and become a better human being.
That's very true.
All right. So thank you for that question. And now we get to wrap up in a fun way, because Friends Friday Fun is about giving people the opportunity to, again, like I say, make friends, but also have fun. And the definition or the verb of fun is to joke or tease. And so that's why I thought it'd be really great to have guests bring a joke to the episode. So have you got a joke for us?
Yeah. A pig and a chicken want to open a new restaurant. The pig asks, "Which shall we name it?" The chicken replies, "Why not eggs and ham?" The pig said, "No, because that would require full commitment from him," and he left.
So much for that partnership.
Yeah.
Definitely the pig would have to be fully committed.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one. Thank you so much for that, Savika. Now, before we wrap up and say goodbye, I would love to have final words of wisdom from you about commitment. Is there one thing that you would like people to take away from today?
First, commitment is so big and will be part of your life throughout life. And you should know how to commit and put in everything you've got to commitments. And if you put in commitment, it will... you have it throughout the rest of your life, friendships, work. So commitment is a big part of your life, and you should for sure have good commitments.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you for taking time out to join me. It's been wonderful having a conversation with you and meeting you to talk about commitment. And I'm really honored, because I really believe that our next generation is so important and already has great wisdom that they can share with us as older people to see things from a different perspective. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
You're very welcome. I'm glad it was fun, because that's what I aim to do, is have fun. So I want to thank all our listeners as well. And also want to remind you that I'm very happy to connect with you. If you want to communicate with me, you can reach out to me. I've got all of my contact information in the show notes. And of course, you can certainly connect with me on Facebook, Penny Lee Prevo, the Dancing Motivator. You can also find me, if you are in business, at Stepping Stones for Success, if you're interested in a team of people that will help you to grow your business step by step and help you move out of your comfort zone to reach great success with your business and in your life. And of course, I'm happy to receive an email from you if you want to send me an email. And then, of course, keep in mind that our Positive Attitude Zone talk card questions are available for sale on our website. They are a fantastic tool. There's 50 different questions, 5 different categories. So it's so much fun to get to know people on a deeper level and more meaningful ways. So do consider that. Happy Friends Friday, and I'll look forward to talking to you again on our next episode with Natasha Villeneuve, a colleague of mine at Nia Technique. Have a great day, everyone. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.